This is KUOW's The Record. Welcome, I'm Bill Radke. At the Democratic National Convention this week, you've heard so much from frustrated Bernie Sanders supporters, many of them from here in Washington State. Not everybody is so down. Jamie Smith is a Clinton delegate from Renton, and she feels the party coming together. Well, my first question, Jamie, is why Hillary?
It took a little while, actually. So I was an Obama delegate to the state convention in 2008. But what really kind of won me over to Hillary and kind of started this whole thing was after the 2008 concession speech at the DNC, she turned all of her delegates over to Obama and then went to work in his administration. And in my mind, that shows a depth of character that I really haven't seen from a whole lot of politicians. So when this year came around, I was kind of caught between Hillary and Bernie. And Bernie was saying a lot of things that I really like to hear. But there were two things that kind of turned me towards Hillary. One was when Bernie was at the Netroots Nation conference in August, he and Martin O'Malley were talking and they were interrupted by Black Lives Matter protesters. And, he actually threatened to walk off the stage. He said, if you don't want me to be here, I won't be here. And I was really shocked at that. About a week later, I think in Keene, New Hampshire, Hillary had the same thing happen to her with Black Lives Matter protesters, and she actually requested a meeting with them, the transcript of which I found online. And so after reading the transcript, you could actually see her listening to their concerns, thinking of ideas and ways to actually make things happen. And so that's what really turned me towards her for this year.
As you know, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who are all around you now in Philadelphia have been saying that I've heard sellout, I've heard pragmatic, but what's...
Oh, what is the really? Have you heard Shillery yet? You know,
Shillery. There you go. So yes, I want to know when you're having that conversation with a diehard Bernie Sanders supporter, how does that conversation go in Philadelphia this week?
So it kind of depends. There's two kinds of diehard Bernie supporters that I've met since I've been here. And of course, we're talking about national delegates. So these are the folks that are really hardcore for either candidate. So, the goal is not necessarily conversion. The goal is more kind of like compromise. And can we at least, coexist together? So I'm hearing, the difference is from, the Shilleries and she's a sellout and never Hillary, and those folks are just the folks you just listen to. They're venting, they're explaining their position, there's no convincing going on there. But then there are another type where, they are very much, very much supportive of Bernie, but they're also big, they're also little D Democrats. They are, they are very much into the Democratic Party. They're very much supportive of the Democratic Party and our true blue. And those are the folks that it's actually easy to have a conversation with because we actually have a lot in common. 80 to 90% of the things that Hillary stands for and what Bernie stands for are the same. Essentially, they have some differences as to how to go about it. And I think that's what, we can find that common ground on.
Those Sanders delegates who are not on board with Hillary Clinton, the comedian Sarah Silverman this week famously told them, "You're being ridiculous." How do you feel about the Sanders delegates who are holding out in Washington State? Do you feel they're being ridiculous?
I don't. I disagree with Sarah on that one. To be perfectly honest, in 08, when there were the Hillary Democrats were definitely not trying to hear anything us Obama Democrats were trying to say. It's very easy to just kind of dismiss them and just kind of say, oh, you go sit over there. But honestly, they have a point of view, and they can continue to, to have that space to, to express themselves and to say what they want to say. And that's totally fine. When they're ready to come back into the process and kind of work with people, then great. But until then, I don't feel like we need to chastise them or force them into one way of thinking or another.
What do you say when one of those Sanders delegates tells you, as they have told me, that mm-hmm. you felt it for Bernie Sanders for a period, that hold on to your hope? Are you settling for less with Hillary Clinton?
Let me say this. Hope and change is great. I totally espouse it. I think hope and change was done with Obama. You know, we needed that. We needed that stop the bleeding kind of message when we were going through the recession and we were losing 800,000 jobs a month. At this point, what we need to do is actually get down to the root cause and discover what the cure is. And I think that's what Hillary is really going to be good at getting down to that root cause, getting that problem, then putting concrete solutions in place in order to address the underlying problems. You know, hey, that's great to have hope, but we aren't as bad off as we were when President Obama took office. And I think we need to take stock of that and then improve.
Finally, Jamie, since most everyone already assumes Washington State will vote for Clinton over Trump, what will motivate you to campaign hard for Hillary Clinton between now and November?
Well, I don't view anything as a given, to be perfectly honest. I think it would be really foolish of us in the Hillary campaign and us as Democrats to assume that Washington is a given. You know, there is a significant Republican base in Washington, and you know, we do have some work to do here. Now, granted, it's less work than we would have to do in, say, a hugely red state like, you know, Nebraska, but I don't think it's wise for us to take Washington for granted. Me personally, I will be doing phone banks, I will be raising money, and I will be doing interviews like this to continue to get the word out and to support Hillary in her bid to be the first woman president.
That is Jamie Smith. She's a Clinton delegate from Renton, and she's at the Democratic National Convention this week, and so are we. We talk now to KUOW's David Hyde, live from the convention center. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
It's good. I understand the Washington delegation got a private meeting with Bernie Sanders today.
Yeah, and as you know, over 70% of the Washingtonians here are Sanders delegates, and Bernie Sanders urged them to keep fighting. He said the political revolution they started is going to keep going past November, and a lot of them have been telling me the same thing. They really believe it, but it was also an emotional moment after he left. There was hugging, there was crying, and for many of these folks who worked so hard for Bernie Sanders, they say there's just a real sense of loss.
And maybe some catharsis. So you were also at the Republican convention last week. I wonder how you compare these two events, David.
Yeah, these are my first conventions, and I've, you know, just watched them forever on TV. And one thing that really stands out for me behind the scenes is just all the drinking. The booze is just flowing at these various events.
That's a different kind of booze than we've been hearing about.
Exactly. Yes. But from what I could tell, the Republican delegation kind of wins on that score. They really, really like to party it up there in Cleveland. And it's worth noting that the Republican breakfast in Cleveland was a lot later in the day. It was at 9:30 a.m., where the Democrats' breakfast here in Philly starts at 7:30. And that's East Coast time, right? So there's a bit of a time change, jet lag going on there. But I figure, you know, Democrats, they still have time to step it up. There's still a chance to win.
Okay, the Republicans have been partying. Does that mean Republican conventions have much better evening entertainment?
I would say if you set aside the evening entertainment part that involves drinking, this convention here in Philadelphia is just a lot cooler than the one in Cleveland.
A lot cooler. Why do you say that?
In Cleveland, they had former Happy Days star Scott Baio, Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson. Here in Philly, it's Boyz II Men, Alicia Keys, Sarah Silverman, Michelle Obama. Do I need to keep going?
All right. You got me convinced on the cool. So here we are. As you mentioned, David, you had always taken in conventions on TV. We're watching. We're listening on the radio. How is that all playing inside the hall with the Washington delegation?
I mean, people love it. They love the speakers. They love the entertainment. Our delegate was on their feet and dancing in their seats when Boyz II Men came out to kick this thing off. But, you know, that's not the whole story. For some of the hardcore Sanders delegates who are here from Washington State, the spectacle that's being manufactured here for television just reinforces for them how kind of inauthentic and staged managed the whole thing really is. I was just on the floor watching. We may even hear in a minute more of people rehearsing the song "What the World Needs Now is Love," and it's really great stuff, but what you see on TV just doesn't convey what the rank and file delegates are telling me they're feeling.
Well, let's talk about how they're feeling, David, because we're talking with David Hyde at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, where now, David, the main floor fights presumably are over. It is Clinton versus Trump. How are Washington delegates feeling about Hillary's chances now?
I think, you know, some of them are super happy. They're just really, really excited about Hillary Clinton. Many of them are still excited about this historic moment. But some still worry that Hillary Clinton is going to have a hard time beating Donald Trump. And the Sanders people blame a flawed system. They point to shenanigans within the DNC and the Democratic establishment. They say it produced a flawed candidate who's not doing that well in the polls. And, you know, we've seen this before with somebody like John Kerry. So behind the stage managed spectacle, there are mixed feelings here. You know, happiness mixed with a kind of political anxiety and a touch of bitterness.
It's great to get that perspective when what you hear is, oh, there's so many boos, or else you hear all the spin going on. But, David, we're really glad that you're there in person, so maybe we can talk again tomorrow.
I can't wait.
David Hyde, KUOW reporter there in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. We're going to bring you live continuing coverage of the convention tonight. That begins at 6 o'clock, and you may have heard that the featured speaker tonight is someone named Barack Obama. Hope you can join us for live coverage beginning at 6 here on KUOW. 94.9 Seattle, news and information.